Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. As you do, remember, you're not stepping into a new year alone. Emmanuel, God, with us, is here. Right here. Closer than your next breath. He has walked with you every moment of the past, and he's already gone ahead into all that's to come. Let your heart be still. Let your spirit settle. In this quiet space, rest in his presence and receive the peace and hope he offers you today. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Father, as I come before you at the close of this year, I pause to breathe deeply and slow down. Thank you for creating seasons, not just in nature, but in my own life. Thank you for rhythms that draw me into reflection, remembrance, and renewal. You are the Lord of every season, and I want to meet with you here in this one. I begin by remembering. Holy Spirit, bring to mind the moments from this past year that mattered most. The joys and the tears, the losses and the breakthroughs, the victories and the failures. I lay them all at your feet. Thank you for walking with me through every mountain and every valley. Even when I couldn't clearly see it then, in my triumphs, you rejoiced with me. In my failures, you remained faithful. And in my pain, you comforted me with tender love. You've been Emmanuel, God with me all along. Now, help me be fully present. As this year draws to a close, I ask, what are you doing right now in and around me? What are you saying to me? What are you forming in my heart? Help me see you and delight in your presence. Lord, help me center my life around your perfect peace. I don't want to rush past this moment. Teach me to trust this season is full of your holy purpose. And finally, I look forward, Jesus. Plant your dreams in my heart. Help me to hope again. Breathe new life into every place that's grown weary or dry. I open my hands to you, trusting that your plans for me are good and full of hope. As I enter a new year, I invite you to lead me into the future you've already prepared, a future marked by grace, calling, and unshakable love. Lord, for everything there is a season, and in every season, you are faithful. May I walk with you fully present, fully surrendered, and fully alive. Amen.
Before you go, if you want to start every day with a moment that truly matters, I invite you to listen to our first 15 podcast. It's created to help you encounter God in the first 15 minutes of your day, so you can live fully from His love all day long. Search First 15 and begin your mornings with meaning.